Okay, good morning. I think this week is the Shabbos Parshas HaChedesh. And we always look for, to see the Reichkeit, the dimensions that Chassidus Pnimius HaTorah adds, to appreciate and understand and also make relevant that Kol Inyan HaTorah, which is what the Neshamos HaDaraisa is supposed to do. So, on a halachic basis, essentially the four parshas are essentially really a zecher for what was happening in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So we have the Dal parshas, Parshas Kolim, which is either Mevorchim Shabbos Mevorchim Oder or Shchedesh Oder, because B'Chedesh Oder Mashmin Al HaShkolim. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, the Shkolim that were brought as a donation from which they brought the Karbonus Tzibur, the Karbonus Tamid, and then followed by Shabbos before Purim, Shabbos Zocher. Zecher HaShash Rassel says that before the Mechia, there's the Schira. So again, Mechia Samolik, the mitzvah of Mechia Samolik. Then Parsha Pora, which is essentially symbolizing the Pora Aduma, the Tara, before you bring the Korban Pesach. And then finally, Parsha Chedesh, which talks about the Korban Pesach. So, Al Pi Minig Yisrael, we read the four Parshas as a Zecher, essentially, to the Beis HaMikdash, because most of these, maybe Zecher HaMolek, Purim, but the other three, for sure, we're not Mekayim Papel and Mitzvah Papel today. But when you learn Chassidus, you start understanding that these four Parshas all come alive as events that are happening also now. It's not just what happened to Beis HaMikdash. So I'm not going to go first through the first three. Go to the last one, Parshas HaChedesh, and discuss it from that perspective. So again, the Parshas is because coming next week is a Shchedesh Nissan. So we read the Parshas HaChedesh, which talks about HaChedesh as Elachem, Rishon Hu Lechem Lechotche Hashana, where Hashem is Kaveya for the first time. This concept of Chedesh Nissan, Chedesh HaGeula, and that from here on this will be the month, and you will from here on count by the lunar cycle. In other words, until HaChedesh HaZalachem, everything was still the solar cycle. HaChedesh HaZalachem was a new approach, Nisan, and 2 weeks from now, in the 15 days, on Chamish HaAsar, on the 15th day of Nisan, of this new month, will be the Geula Be'etzem Yom HaZeh, the Geulas Mitzrayim. So of course it's a monumental event, a historic event, that establishes from there on Yitzis Mitzrayim, which would then lead to Matan Torah. And as all the Mefarshim, everyone talks about, and Chazal talk about, that this is the Chedesh HaGeula, and this is also from the word Chedesh, Chidush. Chedesh, the word, the month itself comes from the word Chidush. The Eibishter was introducing a Chidush here in Maaseh Bereishis, the idea of Geulas Mitzrayim, Yitzis Mitzrayim. In the Maamorim of Chassidus, and I specifically mentioned starting from the Alter Rebbe, Samach Tzedek has a whole maimer in Eira Teira, in Bereishis, where he talks about what is the significance of HaChedesh HaZalachem. It's based on Alter Rebbe's maimer, and then it develops, the Mittler Rebbe has a maimer on it, and of course the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, many of you probably learned HaChedesh HaZeh and Samach Vov, and HaChedesh HaZeh and Tafresh Nun Dalet. These are all Maamorim based on the Tzemach Tzedek and the Alter Rebbe's Maimer, and explains what is HaChedesh HaZalachem, and brings the Medrash. The Medrash. The Medrash says, Mishabachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'Elomei, when God created the world, He chose to create the world, Kovah Be Rishchedesh V'Shonim. So He established time, scheduled the cycle of time. What is the cycle of time? Like we read in Chumash, right? In Bereshis, the Vahi Yere Vahi Beker. So first of all, there's the days. A night and day that creates a day. After six days comes B'yim HaShvi, Shabbos, so that means have a week. It's also that's controlled by the sun, the solar cycle. Because what decides what's day and night, that's the sun. The sun rising and the sun setting. Then it also was Kaveya, Chadoshim, not months. So for every approximately 4 weeks is a month. There was already a lunar cycle because there was a moon. but it was not yet established as being that we count by the moon, but it was also establishing months. And he established, of course, months lead to years. So you have, that's why you have, right in the beginning of Chumash, you'll find everything is defined in what day, in what month, in what year. That was that. So that's the Seder HaBriya, what we call Seder Ishtalshlus, Seder Kavua, of days, months, years. Of course, days are made up of hours, and hours are made up of seconds, and so on. But that's the general structure. Then the Medrash continues, Meshabocha B'Yakov Abonov, the Eberster chose Yaakov and Bonav, which means the Bechira in Eden. They cover behem a Rish Chedesh Shal Geula. That's the Medrash. What means Rish Chedesh Shal Geula? Chedesh Nissen. So it's a unique Chedesh. Rishon Hil Lechem Lechot Shashana introduced a whole new energy. And simple Asis and Chedesh Asis, it means not just say the Ishtalshlus of regular Zman and Mokim, but now you have a Chedesh from the word a Chedesh, and you have the concept of Geula. For example, the question that's asked, the famous question by the beginning of Aseres Adibris, why doesn't it say, which seems to be greater, Yashma Ayin, Briyas Elam is greater, Yetzis Mitzrayim is once there's a veld, taking it out of Mitzrayim v'gvulim. But Baruch Elokim seems to be a greater Chiddush. And the Ebenezer asked the question, another Meforshim. And the answer is, one of the main answers is that B'riyas Elam, yes, of course, is a big thing. Yesh Ma'ayin, only the Eberster B'chek Abeda, only the Eberster can create. But a creation is still a structure. A much bigger Chiddush is that in that structure, which seemingly is so limited, meaning we human beings, we're all defined by Medida of Hagbola. So because the Eberster creates, that's not a Chiddush by the Eberster. Of course he can create. But that he can give us a kayach, that in the world of Mitzarim v'gvulim, in the world of structure, that you can achieve geula, that's a big thing. Because you could say, human beings, we were enslaved by the Mitzrim, and it says, b'derech ha-teva, not even one eved was able to escape. They were a very powerful empire. They controlled the world, essentially. So the idea that human beings can free themselves from the shibud, poshut b'gashmish, from avdus, and then more importantly, from Avdus Beruchnius, from Agolus Ruchni, that is what Anecha Hashem Elokecha. That's the real chiz, that the Eberist is giving us now the power to achieve Bligvul. We're Bore B'Briyas Shemaim V'Aretz, like Kovel Lehem Resh Chedesh V'Shanim. That's the creation of Gvul. Of course it's a chiddush, the Eberist to create the world. But that in a world of Gvul, you should be able to achieve Bligvul. Arez Gein Fun Hakbolas. In other words, I go out of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim from the word Mitzrayim v'Gvulim, and the word Pesach from the word that's the Medalag al Ahorim u'Mekapetz al Hagvoyis, that you're going out of Hagbolas. That's the tremendous Chiddush of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And this, of course, a Yisaidis Dikasugi and Chassidus in so many places, that until Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Teira, the world was limited. The famous Medrash, that there was a gzeder ben elyenim betachtenim, elyenim leyar de lamata, tachtenim yal lamayla. So even Avram, Yitzchak, Yankov, the Ovis, were also limited, so to speak. They were able to reach, but loshen achsidus sheirish hanivroim. Yes, that's a high madrega, but it's sheirish hanivroim, not higher than that. Except for mitzvus mila, their mitzvus were all beruchnis, and the ruchnis did not change the gashmis, because gashmis and ruchnis, elyenim and tachtenim, were two separate worlds. That's exactly the Eberster made. Shemaim, Shemaim, LaHashem, Oris Nitin L'Bnei Adam. You can take the world and do as best as you can, refine it, elevate it, but there's always going to be a limit. What happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then which led by Hitziach HaSa'om in Mitzrayim, which is with Al Tavdenes Alekim Alahorazah Tamat and Teira, a new thing, a gili that Elyenim Yarda Lamata, Tachtenim Yala Lamaila, Bitla Gzeira, Gzeira from Tarte Mashma, Gzeda as a decree, and Gzeda also as a split, a schism, that this schism was now bridged, and from now on, we can, Loshen Hanigla, you can take a cheftza shel cheil, a cheftza from Gashmis, and turn it into a cheftza shel gdusha. Not just that you, the gavra, the person is doing a mitzvah, and not just that you're being mamshech ruchnis, but you're transforming the world. You take klaf, you take animal hide, and turn it into parchment. And that parchment is then used for stamp, for sefer Torah, tefillah, mezuzah. The parchment is forever holy. You pasha mekadosh, you cut mekadosh chayil. And that's the transformation, what we talk, Dira B'Tachtenim, that the Tachtenim themselves become a Dira Leiz Baruch, a Mishkan Hashem. The idea of building a Mishkan from Kesev, Zov, and Necheshes was not possible before Matan Teda. You could build a Mishkan in your heart, in your soul, but not from Gashmis Eilam, not from the Nefesh Abamis. And of course, that's the ultimate Kavona. So this is the Chiddush that starts with Yitzitz Mesem, a Chiddush Azelechem, B'mamshek Bli Gvul into Gvul. That's the overall overview of what the Maimonim bring and explain the Medrash, the Meshabacha Be'lom and Meshabacha Be'Yakov Abonov. Two's daughter. Maimonim continue, famous Akedah Yitzchak that the Maimonim cite. Akedah Yitzchak from Yitzchak Aramoa was a great, you could say, Chaker and Meforish. So in Akedah Yitzchak, in his Sefer, in Pasha Boy, he says like this, that there's two Zdorim that the Eibishter created, the Seder HaTeva, and there's the Seder HaNisim. Two ways to know Godless Habera. One is through Teva, which is when you see the concept of Lo Yishbesu, you see the consistency, the mere fact that the world is so consistent. Sun rises exactly the same time, it's all predictable, and without fail, Chazokim Kiyem Hibarom. And the same thing with all of nature, such unbelievable design and precision. So, you know, if you saw a machine that's working with such precision, there's no person that would ever say this machine built itself. There's a conductor, you know, someone is keeping this order. So the Seder of Teva, that's one way we see Godless Habera. And the second way is Shidud HaTeva. When we see the Eibishter create a Nes, he suspends the laws of nature. And that's a completely different type of gili. It's a gili where the Eibishter shows that as much as the world has an order, only the Eibishter, Kriyas Yamsuf, perfect example, Yam and Yabosha don't mix, so to speak, and the Eibishter sent a ruach and caused the water to rise, and that is a shidud, a suspension of the laws of nature, and that is also Megali Gadlus Hashem. Now, of course, B'Poshet B'Derech HaTeva, I mean, human nature, when we see a miracle, it has a big impact on us because no one can ignore. Nature, you can convince yourself, like the Chassidus brings from the Chacham Tzvi and from the Baal Shem Tov, that Be'etzem Tev is also a Nes. However, it's Nisim Tkufis, which means it's a bunch of miracles happening. Like, for example, even knows that the average human being exhales and inhales in 1 minute. A healthy person 18 times, and most of us around 13, 14 times. Who even thinks about it? That you're breathing. And breathing is a miracle. You know, when you go, God forbid, you see someone who's struggling to breathe in a hospital, they're on a respirator, on a ventilator, you suddenly realize what the Medrash says, the end of Tehillim, kol neshama tahalal ka, kol neshima neshima, neshama from the word neshima, breath, you have to praise God. Every breath is a miracle. But because it happens so often, and it's so common, as the Baal Shem Tov says, the only difference between a Nes and a Teva is that it's frequency. If the sun were to rise once in our lifetime, if other things happened once, we'd say, wow. But since this week will be a solar eclipse, they say one of the rare ones that the whole world will somehow, either partial, in some places a complete solar eclipse. You'll see what's going on. The millions, if not billions of dollars being spent by people traveling, going to hotels, you can't even get... You can't even book a place because they want to see the solar eclipse on April 8th, this coming week. Solar eclipse, Alikui Shemesh, Alikui Chama. So that, because it's like a rare occasion. It's not that rare, it happens, but it's not very, very common. So when a thing like that happens, but Teva Adam is, you know, it shakes us up, it wakes us up. Teva is just as miraculous. Think of what you need to have. The Eibishter blesses a couple with a beautiful new child. You know how many factors have to work for it to be a healthy child? And the Eibishter should only bless people with healthy children. So these are miracles. But since they happen so often, we don't notice them. It's like it says, Ein balanes makir b'nisei in that context. So then that the first nisim seeming to be a bigger gili of Godless Hashem. Comes Chassidus and says, not loved Afka. It's true. It's that Giluyim Anes is a bigger Gilui. It's Mamish Bli Gvul. You see
The Eibishter Poshet is Meshad the Teva. He suspends the laws of nature. But if you think about it in a much deeper way, is the miracle of the consistency. Like we say about Purim, for example, the Nes Melubish B'Teva. Even though that's a third that Madrega, to be honest. There are really three Dargas. We're talking about two. The Nes of Teva itself, and then there's the Nes L'mayla M'Teva, and then there's the Nes Melubish B'Teva, which is a Nes Gomer, except it's in Levushim of Teva, Cheshverish, and a story with a bunch of random coincidences, and the truth is the Eberst is orchestrating all this in a visible hand, and that's why Hashem's name is not mentioned in the Megillah. It's all really a Nes. So Chassidus explains that a Nes Melubish B'Teva, and even more so, the Nes of Teva itself is the greatest one, because it's not Mitzad the Giluyim, it's the Etzem Minyan that the Eberst in existence is, you find the Elokus. So we have these now, these Dusdarim. So when it comes to Pashtus based on this, as Chassidus explains, Rish Chedesh Tishrei is like Kova, is when the Eberst is Zebacher Be'elamei. So then he was Kaveya Tishrei. Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah of Teva. And Nisan, Achedesh Azelachem, is the Rosh Hashanah of Nisim, Chidush. Then starting with the Nes of Golas Mitzrayim. That's the Poshet Taich of Tuzdarim. So Achedesh Azelachem is really emphasizing the second. The second method, the second way, which is the way of Nisim. However, you go a little deeper, we know that Ein Semcha Nala Nes, and we don't build our lives on Nisim, even though the Eibishter could make a Nes any time. But the Kavana in Dira B'Tachtenim is that we should bring Gal Elokus in Teva, in existence. Like I said before, the Bligvul and the Gvul, not just Bligvul. You have Nisim from time to time, Nes Meloshin Haroma, Meloshin Orem Nisi, that lifts us up. You're probably aware that in, the Rebbe had, it's hard to say how what exactly, he had so-called he challenged the Friedrich Rebbe in this regard. You know, everyone knows the famous story of Purim, Tavshin Tezvav, when the Rebbe said, raise your hands, and whoever wants to be an usher. And very few people raised their hands, and the Rebbe says, "Ais rotzim mebet alamo bet membrachas and dog git min hameglechet." And people, you know, the joke was that some people raised their hand under the table, and they say they made money under the table too, you know, meaning not so legal. But there were those that did. But in that same tkufa, now we know there's an exchange. There was igris that we found from the Rebbe that today is mufursim that the Rebbe had a dusiach, a type of, I don't want to use the word debate or but a disagreement, but the Rebbe was demanding from the Friedrich Rebbe that after everything Yidden went through, especially the Churban in the Second World War, the Holocaust, and so on, that Yidden need Nisim. We need Pashut Nisim. As Yidden's own home, Pashut Begashmiyus and Beruchniyus. And you know, the Rebbe was demanding from the Rebbe to Tzadik Geza, Kosh Baruch Mekayim. And the Friedrich Rebbe resists by saying, it's not the derech we know, derech Chabad, and that's where we have many of the tailors that with chnish gekocht in nisim. Famous story: the Rebbetzin of the Alter Rebbe. Someone came to Liadi, and he says he's looking for miracles. So the Rebbetzin said, "Bei uns the nisim sein unteren Bank, sie walgen sich unteren Bank, und keiner ist afil nicht masem left zu ufheben." In other words, they're one we have nisim all over, but it's not like that's not what we. It's not the Nisim, basically, that raised the Amuna. The Nisim is a given that it's possible. You know, the famous story with Shmuel Gerari, he was sitting with two other Chassidim, not Chabad Chassidim, and they were all talking about the Mefsim of the Rabbeim. This one said he had no money, and the Rebbe told him, he asked his Rebbe, where should he invest? He invested, and he became very big Gvir. Okay, a Mefis. Another person said, I think that his child was not well. The doctors gave up hope. His Rebbe gave a bracha. His child was miraculously healed. Great. Shmuel Gerari, who is a Gvir, he says that once he had an investment somewhere, the Rebbe told him to invest, and he lost all his money. So they said, so what's the mefus? They said, the mefus is, as a geblim machosid. The mefus is that he remained a chosid. In other words, the mefus is not always the giluim, it's sometimes something higher than the nest itself. In other words, like the Rambam says, that we believe in Matan Torah not because of the Esis and Mefsim, but because we saw Enenu Ra'u, we saw with our own eyes, etc., what happened, and so on. So the point being is that even though a Nes, like I said, the Rebbe was essentially in demanding from the Friedrich Rebbe, we need Nifs, and the Friedrich Rebbe was not so easy. He said, that's not the derech. I heard from one of the Chassidim, no longer with us today, but Begashmis, I mean, and he said that right in Tavshin, end of Tavshin Tes, the Rebbe, who's called Ramash then, called in a few Askonim and told them that he knows that's a Eis Ratzon now, and they should go into the Friedrich Rebbe and say to the Rebbe, Medav Hom Brochus and Nisim and Hatzlocha and Parnosa and other things. And even if the Rebbe is pushes back, you should push, don't take no for an answer. Demand it. A Rebbe has to give brachas. I mean, obviously with derech eretz, but the Rebbe said, do not take no for an answer. Always knock down the door, basically. Like Moshe Rabbeinu did when he was on Har Sinai, when he was asking for Salachti Kidvarecha. So the Chassid told me, he was sitting, and we were Fabrengo once on Shabbos, and he said to me, so I said, so what happened? He said, well, Sinish Dei Zikumen, then the Friedrich Rebbe was not so well, and then came Yud Shvat Tavshin Yud, so they never really were able to, they tried, that they never had the opportunity to see the Friedrich Rebbe. But now they had Klar Hira, so now they go to the Rebbe. So the same Askanim asked to see the Rebbe, and they go with the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, well, yeah, what? He says, we heard from a very reliable source that now is the Eitz Ratzon for Brachas and Nisim, and that we shouldn't take no for an answer. They heard it from the Rebbe himself, and the Rebbe was essentially paskin. So the Rebbe got very serious, and he said to them, Itzter kukme mit andere egen. Now I look with different eyes, meaning the Rebbe is now a Rebbe. He said that as a chassid. Now, what does this mean exactly? That the Rebbe changed his mind? Obviously not. Everything in its time, and so on. I mean, I'm not going to explain, I'm just telling the story as it is. I'm not here to try to be masbedit. I mean, you know, there's different times where it depends from which perspective you're looking. Now, I'm not sure what they, I said to them, why don't you just insist? The Rebbe said to knock down the door and not take no for an answer. They said we did, but the Rebbe's the Rebbe. After all, you can't just sit there all day. At some point, they had to leave the room. Okay, whether it meant that they needed to work harder, you need more yegia, be'aveda b'keich atzmei, like the story with the Rebbe Rashab and the Razo about the chassid that came to the Rebbe Rashab. And he asked for something he needed, and the Rebbe Rashab did not grant it to him. He came out of Yechidus and he's crying. So the Razo says to him, what are you crying? He says, I went to the Rebbe, I asked for a bracha, and he didn't give it to me. So the Razo went into his brother, to the Rebbe Rashab, and said, Rebbe, I'm giving brachas. Why not giving? So he says, send him back in. He's crying outside. Send him back in. He came back in, and the Rebbe gave him a bracha. So the Rebbe explains, what Mamanovshach, I mean, if he was going to give him a bracha, why do you have to wait? So he said, because he felt he needed more of Eidah Mitzad Atzmei, should be with a real Shviras Halev, that would open up and break through the Halomis Vestadim, so the Rebbe can then give the bracha. So there's all kinds of explanations of when and how, you know, obviously we always have to tragut v'zangut and always hope for the best, but at the end of the day, not always in our control. And we don't always know how the bracha will come and when it will come and how begoli it will be and what form it takes and so on. But going back to this topic here, my point I'm making here, that's not just so simple that you have the derech of Achedesh HaZelechem and the derech of Teva, but this further explains, especially in the Rebbe's Sichas and Maimorim, that they come together. So here's an interesting thing. I think it's in one of the Maimorim, the Mugadika Maimorim of the Rebbe, I'm not sure. Maybe some of you may know this. That the Achedesh HaZeh, the Maimor, the famous Maimor Achedesh in Samach Vov, is interesting that in that Maimor, though he brings the Akedis Yitzchak that I mentioned, and the two Drachim, Teva and Nes, but it's interesting what he says there is the real emphasis in that Maimor is not Nisim, not the Derech of Nisim, it's the Derech of Aveda B'Keyach Atzmei. Bechal, Samach Vov is all about Aveda B'Keyach Atzmei. Yigiyah, Ben Shanasa Eved, that's where he starts talking about that in Achedesh. Now, is the Eved Poshet? Eved is a Vedic Dela. A Ben is a Ben, he says there from the Zayar, There's mishtasheya benichseihav, and you can go into the inner chambers. And Eved is Kabbalah Seil. So the Chayre, in the Maimer that's speaking about, it's called HaChedesh Hazeh Lachem. And it's a Maimer of Chidush and Geula, it's talking about the second Eved. Yigiyah b'keyach, Aveda b'keyach Atzmei is more the Aveda mitzad HaTeva. That you, through your efforts, a Nes is Mamayel Lamata. The opposite. A Nes is Magbiya you, it elevates you. Yes, it does great things. So it's in the Maimer of HaChedesh, he's talking about the Maimer of Aveda b'keyach Atzmei. I said, I think the Rebbe has a footnote in one of the Mugadika Ma'amarim. I may not, but I definitely heard this. I remember I heard it from Rabbi El, I heard it from a few Mashpim to talk about this. So what's the Vart? The Vart is like this, because the Kavon of Anes is not, like I said before, in Semchen al Anes. It's not a Seder to depend on miracles. From time to time, the Eibishter sends a miracle, and even when he does, he also is Malbishit. Look at Kriya Samsov, the ultimate miracle. It's still not. The Eibishter could have made them just walk on water. Or he could have made the water disappear. There's 100 ways that the Eibishter could have done the miracle. Why do you have to send a wind that's blowing all night and the wind makes the water stand like a chema? I mean, that's already using, it's taka nes, because the water doesn't stand. It's not a natural thing. But it's still melubish somewhat. He's still using water and so on. It's not complete shidda dateva. Shidda dateva would mean that the water in front of you, you just walk through and that's it. You don't need any winds, you don't need anything. Because the word is, like we say about the zivug, kosher kiryas yamsov. So Chassidus asks the question, the Mittler Rebbe asks, what do you mean kosher kiryas yamsov? Why is it, for the Eibishter, is difficult, kosher? For us, we can't, so it may be difficult, but not for the Eibishter. So the answer is because the Eibishter himself, Kav Yochel, bound himself to Chukei HaTeva. It says, Lo Yishbesu. After the Mabul, the Eibishter said, I will not suspend nature. You know, by the Mabul, the Eibishter, Lo Yishimsha Mazolus. The Mazolus were not functioning. That's why there's a whole Cheshbenus. During those days, there was no time. Time was not moving. That's a full suspension of nature. Besides the Mabul, Poshet Begashmis, it's called Shnas Teyu, or other things that are given, that's what Ashtayu is about, before the Briya, but basically you have to account for that year of the Mabul, because Leishim Shamazolus, the sun, the moon, all stopped. So afterwards, the Eibishter said, Leish Besu, he made a promise, the Keshes, the rainbow, that he will never suspend nature again, he'll never bring a Mabul again, never suspend nature. Because the Eibishter himself, Kav Yochel, who created the Chukei HaTeva? Not you and I, it's not a man-made thing. The Eibishter made that the sun rises in the morning and sun sets in the night and so on. So that's why kosher, so the Loshon is in the Chukim of Seder Ishtalshlus that the Eibishter himself created, in that world is kosher. Obviously higher than Ishtalshlus, it's not kosher. But there is an element that the Eibishter himself also respects, so to speak, his own structure. I mean, we all know that. That's why you don't do a mitzvah with Nisim, the Alter Rebbe, when he was on the boat. He wanted to do Kiddush Levona, so he asked the captain to stop the ship. He didn't want to. So he stopped it on his own. And then, once he saw that he could do it on his own, the Alter Rebbe let the ship continue. So the Rebbe asked the question, everyone asked the question, why, if he stopped the boat already, make Kiddush Levona and Gendikt. Why does he need the captain to stop the ship? Because mitzvah has to be done by Derech HaTeva. He showed the miracle to show him that I can do it. So that would impress him to stop it on his own. But you always want as much as possible, right? As much as possible, you always want to be melubish b'derech HaTeva. So the word is, when the Maimon HaChedesh, even though Chedesh talks about Chidush and Nisim and Lamay Lamato, the theme of the Maimon is actually Aveda B'Keyach Atzmei. Because the Kavona is Aveda B'Keyach Atzmei. Now, but then, from time to time, you need a Chedesh Hazeh to give us the power to elevate. Like, Ein Chovish Matres Atzmei. Since we're all bound and we can't always free ourselves, so mizman lizman, anecha Hashem elokecha sheshisich meretz Mitzrayim, we know we have a kayach that gives us the power to get out of Mitzrayim, to get out of Mitzrayim begvulim and hakbolas and so on. Now, since we're on this already, let's go a step deeper, since we're talking about Pichsidis. So you all know in that Maimon HaChedesh, he brings one of the first times you see those that learn Chesidis, the first time they get exposed to the dais, about spheres, that there are different opinions by the Mukubalim about the spheres, whether the Eris are Mitzuyarim or they're not Mitzuyarim. So there's generally three shittas. Samach Tzedek has a mimer called Drush Gimel Shittas,
But I'm going to talk about the two main ones that he talks about in HaChedesh, and he continues later in Adam Kiyakriv, the three different explanations that he gives to understand whether the Kav is Yesh Ma'ayin or not Yesh Ma'ayin from Eirin Sof Lifnei Atzmus. So one shita is that the Eir is Pash Pshutim, Eir is Pshutim. Since Eirin Sof is Me'ein HaMoir, so the Eir doesn't have, just like the Moir is seamless and shapeless, of course, the Eir has no structure, so the Eir is also seamless and shapeless. We know there's Eiris, Amislabish, and Kalim, and Chochmeh, and Bina, and Das, and Chesed, Gvura, Teferis, all the way, all the spheres. So the Moshel that's given, the Paradis brings the Moshel, other places, that think of it like a liquid, a colorless liquid, like water, in tinted glass. So if you put water, which has no color, into a tinted, let's say, tube, that's blue, the water will look blue. If you put it in a tube that's red, it will look red. If it's green, it will look green. So in other words, the water didn't change. The perception our perception, looking at it, it takes on a shape, different shape. But the Eir itself is Pashut. There's a second day that the Eir has Seir. Not like a Keli, but the Eir too has something in it that it makes it conducive. In other words, the Eir is not blue, red, and green, but still, the fact is that the water can go into those tubes and look that way means that the water is receptive to it. In other words, real Eir Sof Poshut couldn't even go into a keli. The mere fact that it's going into a keli means the Eir has to have already some type of structure. Sometimes the expression is Misavus Eir Nasa Keli. From the thickness in the Eir, the keli is created. So in other words, there's already some, we call like you want to call it sediment, particles. In physics, there's an expression, is light a wave or a particle? Very similar to this concept. If it's a particle, meaning it's made up like parts, then it has tzir. If it's a wave, like the ocean waves, then it's like l'mayla mitzir. That's another discussion, just to give it a little more breath. So the point being is that there's two days. Now, in Chassidus, you see both are brought. The Tzemach Tzedek, in his famous, as I said, Drush Gimel Shittes, today it's printed in Eira Teira and Yonim. Very fascinating Drush from the Alter Rebbe that the Tzemach Tzedek writes down and then elaborates and explains, which was once printed in a sefer called Derech Mitzvasecha Chelik Beis. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It never was reprinted because it was printed during the time in Russia when there were all kinds of gzeiros, how you print, so they had no choice. And they call it Derech Mitzvasecha Chelik Beis because they had a license, a permission to print Derech Mitzvasecha, the first Derech Mitzvasecha. So Derech Chelik Beis gave them so-called a loophole to print it. But it's actually not Mitzvasecha. It's Maimonim of the Tzemach Tzedek. But now it's printed in other places. In Yal Eir, there's part of it. Part of it is in Eira Teira. And part of it is in Eira Teira in Yonim. But regardless, Derush Gimel Shittes. So if they did the Tzemach Tzedek in his classic style, looks to find what was the Alter Rebbe's approach, which according to which of the Mekubalim, because you have the Shittas of the Mareches, you have the Shitta of the Ramak, you have the Arizal, you have different Shittas about this. So he brings and shows how in different Maimorim, the Alter Rebbe leans toward one Shitta or another Shitta. In other words, the Alter Rebbe did not paskin which way. The Alter Rebbe in different Maimonim explains Chassidus sometimes according to the Shita Eris Mitzyorim, sometimes Eris Pshutim, and more importantly, he's Metavich. The Arizal and the Ramak are Metavich, and they say that there is Tziur in the Eris, but not Mitzad Atzmei. It's Mitzad the Keli. And that itself has different opinions and exactly, you know. Rabbi Yehon Sefer Erchim, there's an Erech called Eris Mitzyorim where he brings together all the Shittas, if you want to see it. If you want your head to spin for a few days, read through that Erech and you'll see. He brings every possible opinion and also interpretations. I mean, the opinions, there's explanations in each opinion because they're explained also differently in different places. In kind of Mokim Laharech B'Zeh, in this regard, I want to talk about it, however, in one key point. What is the fundamental machlekes here? When I say machlekes, remember it's not a machlekes in halacha, it's a machlekes in Havonah. What's the difference? Why does some of Kabbalim say Mitzuyonim, some say Pshutim? So
So I don't know if you've ever heard the explanation, but the explanation is actually very balbatish one, technically, theoretically. And that is, the question is like this. We know the goal is Achdus Hashem. To create the Dira B'Tachteinim means that a Lakush should be felt in the Gidrei HaTachteinim. Now here's the problem. Tachteinim are Beferish Mutsuyorim. Everything in this world has a tziyur. Tzemeach is, demim is not tzemeach, tzemeach is not chai, chai is not medaber. In each one, there's millions of species that are completely different. You can compare an elephant to a frog, or an apple to an orange. Everything is in proti protim, the Ebershtim, the Asorim Amoris Nivra Elam. And Alter Rebbe explains in Shariach Vamuna, those Asorim Amoris themselves have all the chilufim, vitzirufim, and gematrias, and so on and so forth, and tmuris. So everything in existence is some way a combination of the different tzirufa aseus of olive base. So it's beferes tzir. Everything in this world is shaped and formed. Everything has a definition. As I said, everything. And also in Kedusha. Shabbos is not chayil. L'havdol min Shabbos l'chayil. Yom Tov is not Shabbos. Pesach is not Shavuos. Shavuos is not Sukkos, and so on. And there's dinim, that even medaraisa could even be dinim that are chayiv, tremendous... tremendous punishments for something that someone is ma'ariv and breaks these gvulim. Klayim is an example. You don't mix shatnas, linen and wool, etc., etc. So it's all tzir. And then you're saying you want to be mamshech elakus, which is l'mayla mitzir. The Ebrish is Hashem Echad. Chas v'sholom to say there's tzir or structure or definitions. So how do you ever bring these two worlds together? So you could say kol yachol. That's what some people right away say. Kol Yachol answers all questions. You don't have to think anymore. You can go to sleep. Kol Yachol. But that's not how the Eibishter wants it to be. Kol Yachol means the Eibishter is Kol Yachol. But he wants us to create the Dira B'Tachteinim. He wants us to understand it. He wants us to appreciate it. So here's where the whole Seder Ishtalshlus, really all of Kabbalah and all of Chassidus, comes to answer this question. How do you join these two opposites together? Abeira and Anivra are mamish diametric opposites. Not just Gvul and Bligvul. The Hebrew says beyond Bligvul even. Metzius built to Metzius Nimtza, all the Lashenis. And trying to connect the two. So it's one thing you'd say, we don't need to be Nesachid with the Hebrew. So we remain simple Bali Gvul, Nivroim. And we never connect to the Beir. But that's not the case. The Hebrew wants a Shut of Lakodesh Baruch of Maise Breshis. He wants Da'as Alekei Avicho, V'yadaita Yem V'ashaves Alevavecho, V'ahavtas Hashem Alekecho. This is more than just an Eved serving Hashem. This is a relationship. So how could it be a relationship? How could it be a Yem Chasanosi, Zemat and Teira? That's a couple. Kav Yochel. So here's where the whole Seder Ishtalshlus, especially Eris and Kalim, come into play, that you need a Mamutza. The Ebishter created Mamutzayim. Basically, all of Ishtalshlus is an interface. It's an interface between Bligvul and Gvul. And that's the whole point. That there, what's an interface? What's a meturgeman, a translator? You know Hebrew. Another person knows English. And you can't speak to each other. So you bring a meturgeman. He knows both languages. So he can create a bridge, an interface. So the Ebishter created a whole process. That there is, yes, a lakus on its own. Eidei sof lifnei tzimtzum is l'mayla mitzir. Existence on its own is tzir. But he's going to create the Kashem Shiyesh Le Kechi Bebilti Balgvul, Kach Yesh Le Kechi Begvul. The Ebishter could also create another track called Eir HaGvul, and Keich HaGvul, and Kelim, which are also Elokus, Iyu V'chayu Echad, Iyu V'gabu Echad. And when these Eiris and Kelim meet, that's where you have the interface. The Eir represents, so to speak, the pure Elokus, and the Keli represents the Tziur. But then comes the question, okay, but so the question just goes over, so where does the Eir and Keli meet? If the Eir is Pashut and the Keli is Mitzuyir, so that's why the Mekubalim struggle with this. Some Mekubalim say that the Eir does have some Tzir. That makes this more in common with the Keli. Others say, no, the Eir is more Pashut. It's more, so really the Machlekes, so to speak, the difference is not the Machlekes, it's just, what are they emphasizing? The Pshitus of Elokus or the Tzir of Elokus? Just let's give a practical example. When you make a bracha, Shekel Shalom B'Sveisa V'Tzivonu al Laniach Tfilin. So we all know all the mitzvahs, you say Shekel Shalom B'Sveisa V'Tzivonu. That's a klal, that's poshut. They're all equal. But Laniach Tfilin is different than Al Achilas Matzah, or different than Tilas Lulav, or different than other brachas. So you see in a bracha itself, you have the, we'll call it the pshitus of Asher Kedushar Mitzvesu Mitzivanu. And then you have the prat. Is it film? Is it Adlokas Nedis? What is it? So which one is the emphasis? The answer is, you need a kavana klalis. That's all Kedushar Mitzvesu Mitzivanu. You need a kavana pratis. And the truth is, you can make a bracha, and sometimes your kavana is more on the kalali, on the psha, on the pshitus, and sometimes the emphasis is on the prat. And that's where the differences are. And what Chassidus does says they're all true. It's just different dargas. Sometimes it says the difference between pnimis akav, chitzenis akav, pnimis air, chitzenis air. So briefly, because time is short here, so by Chassidim, I remember once sitting and hearing Rabbi Yael and Rabbi Moshe Marozov, both Olav HaSholem, were having a discussion on Chassidus. Rabbi Yael was, of course, a big master in Samach Vav. He grew up with it. Ayin Beis wasn't really published, the whole of it, until Tav Shalamed Zayin. But Rav Mishka Rozov was a big kocher in Ayin Beis. And what I heard was the first time, and then I realized how important it is, that Samach Vav in general goes according to the Shita of Eres Pshutim. Because it's about Aveda B'keyach Atzmei. I said, no matter lema, Areis Geim Fezich. You're a ben has a tzir, but ben shenase evit. And Ayin Beis begins where Samach Vav ends, and it goes more according to the shita of Eres Mitzuyarim. Because Ayin Beis is more mamayla lamata, to bring Teira and Eir into the tzir of Nivroim. You could say it's more like evit shenase ben. Both are right. It's like the difference between Teira and Tefila. Teira is amshachem mamayla lamata. Tefila is asula mutzavar, it's mamata lamayla. So based on that, Samach Vav in the Maimer of Achedish Hazeh, he brings the Shita of Eres Pshutim. He says also the second Shita, but the main emphasis is Eres Pshutim, Areis Geim Fezich, which is the Aveda Momata L'mayla, even in a Maimer of Achedish, which in Inyan is a Momayla L'mata. Because at the end of the day, like I said before, the Kavanah is that they should join together. Yichud Eloh and Yichud Tato, Das Elyon and Das Tachton. It shouldn't just be two Kavim, Momayla L'mata, Momata L'mata. You know, Bayis Nishin is Mamayla Lamata, Bayis Shein is Mamata Lamayla. And Bayis Shlisi, as the Rebbe brings in many Sikhes, is the Chibur of both. Kedain and Kedain, where you have the Chibur of both Nes and Teva. So Achedish HaZelachem is not just about Nisim, it's about a Nes, ultimately, to bring that Nes into Teva, that even in Islapshus, in the Tzir of Nevroim, you should also experience Pshittis. And even the Pshittis should relate to the Tzir. So ultimately, all the Shittis come together. Just a question, what you emphasize and at which time. Like I said, different kavanas or different dargis in Aveda. So that's somewhat of an overview of Achedus Hazel Lachem, and the Rikr should be like the Rebbe Marashad said, Tzemach Tzadik, we want to have the Geula Bepeil, not just the Lekut Teteira, Matam Asar Tfachim, Achedus HaGeula, Nisan Niglu, but Nisan Asin Ligar.